WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring. WRQU 224 Mobile.
WRC 864.
Q4, I hear you. Good morning. WRWR 357.
Good morning. Heading out to Lincoln today. Just wanted to see if I was making it. 69 West here.
Yeah, you're making it. A little crackle in there, but you're fully readable.
Sounds good, yeah, I'm starting to lose a little bit. WRQU 224, thanks.
Sounds good and flat, huh?
This is Whiskey Sierra Delta Tango 814 requesting a radio check for you.
WRZT 820. Your radio's a little scratchy, but you are making it in there. I'm not sure which repeater you're going off of, but it's a little scratchy, but understandable. WRZT 820.
What the heck was that?
It sounds like someone's trying to connect. I just can't get too close.
Thank you.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810, mobile listening.
Yes, 5-3, standing by.
Okay.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448, standing by.
WFET 760, also monitoring.
Here today.
Say again.
I said, good morning, 760. How are you?
Good morning to you, fine sir. It's a good day for me. I'm out here in heading out to Marine City right now. I work outside as a delivery guy, and this is primo weather for me.
That 65 degrees here in Groveland Township. A little brisk, but very nice day so far. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I usually check the weather to see like how high it's gonna get, but you know what's the real point? It's probably the only job in the world you can literally can be completely wrong and never be held accountable as being the weatherman. I just kind of wing it. I just hope the weather like this stays most of the days, maybe 70s.
Roger that. As far as the weather goes, I'll put my head out the window, and then I can tell you what the weather is. Over.
I need to sign up for being a weatherman. Make the big bucks.
Then I'd have to wear a suit, you know, and follow somebody else's rules. Nah, not for me. I'll stick with my hardware gig.
Yeah, copy that. I'll stick to my being the UPS driver gig. I pick things up, I put them down, and I like to go on the notes when I can't read or write either. I'm just a truck driver.
Well, we respect and support you. This country would be even more messed up without UPS delivering packages. Over. You're a great service.
Yeah, copy that. Appreciate that. just an honest work. Someone's got to do it.
This isn't Josh, is it?
Yeah, copy that. This is Josh.
Okay, we talked before then, right? We're talking about the Groveland repeater, right?
Yeah, I recognize your voice. We've talked before. I'm on here every day. I got my HD radio that I throw in the UPS truck, and I leave it on all day long. Sometimes I'm in routes that I'm in the repeater, and sometimes I'm on the outskirts, and it's just what it is. But, the radio, communication junction with the radio. Yeah, we talked before. I forget your call sign number, but I remember you. I remember you. I'm bad with call signs and names, but I know the people by their voices.
Copy that. It's Kurt, WRPB 448. I'm near the Holly State Rec. I've got a little bit of information on that repeater, over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, like I said, I remember it was Kurt. We were talking last night to my buddy at 93. He just got the same radio I got. He was all excited. I let him borrow my Aprilia antenna last night, and you were talking to him. You were like, this is 448. I go, that's Northville, 58 Hardware. What you got going? What's the update on that repeater? Over.
Well, my neighbor actually saw something somewhere about the reason why it's private right now. It's only friends and family because nobody's really wanting to kick in on operating costs. Now that I have that little piece of information, which is probably old information, I feel more confident about initiating a phone call to them. And I'd like to find out what the operating costs are, because if it isn't a lot, I'll kick in. I mean, you know, this is what it's about. Over.
Yeah, I did the same thing too. I read that. I think it was on the comments section. It was when you go into mygrms.com, click on his tower, and then, like, you scroll down. I think there was, like, reviews or comments or something like that. And someone mentioned about operating costs or whatever. And I sent him a message through the mygrms saying, hey, you know, I don't mind kicking in. You know, let me know what it costs, you know, to help the local out, you know what I mean? And I haven't heard a response back. But, yeah, I was surprised to get a phone call, or at least maybe a text message to the phone call, and see what the operating costs. If it's reasonable, I don't mind kicking in as well.
Copy that. You know, I'll speak with my other two neighbors as well, and, you know, literally, I would rather give him the money than Comcast any day of the week.
Copy that. The Comcast is basically like a short delay. I got Charter, they want $110 or whatever it is for just internet. I mean, it's faster internet, but it's not the top and it's not the lowest. But $110? Really? Started me out at 57, and all of a sudden, a couple of years down the road, I'm at the 110. So, change in sight. So I got to consider my options when I think about it when I get home. Promise, I forget about it when I get home. Over.
Yeah, they're criminals, in my opinion. You're coming in a little popcorny. You're driving around, and I'm going to touch around a little bit today. I'm going to most likely be on for a little bit tonight if you'd like to try to, you know, connect then. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm getting to, I'm crossing over 94 right now. Getting towards the outer skirts again. Not really the outer skirts, but for the outskirts for 18, but, you know. Yeah, I get off work about, I don't know, say 8 o'clock, roughly, and between midnight and 7:30 to 9 p.m. I drive home and hop on the radio. I'm on the radio the whole day, but that's about that time where I'm off work and have better signal for about 30 minutes so I jump into the Romeo Leonard area again and start getting sketchy at that part.
Yeah, let's try for later on. I'll probably have the radio on, like, you know, dark hour or something, you know, when it gets dark. I don't watch TV. I might, like, you know, I got the internet and the computer right here by all the radios. So, yeah, I'll try to connect later this evening. WRPV 448, clear.
Copy that. It's always good to have you in my receive. It's WSTT 76 there. I'm also clear and monitoring.
WRYB 421, mobile check. Hello, two, you're sounding good into the Mont Clemens repeater, WRVR 403.
WRPB 448, you are loud and clear off the Flint repeater. Over.
Thank you very much for the check. Riding into work and a little bit bored here. I'm on a San Juan handheld. And yeah, thank you again, and I'll be clear. WRYB 421.
WSAG 266, monitoring.
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning? This is WSTT 593 out here in Auburn Hills. Over.
Good morning, 593. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 up here, Saginaw.
Good to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm
doing pretty good, thanks. How about yourself? Kind of enjoying, well, trying to enjoy this nice day, but stuck behind the wheel for a while.
Not doing too bad on my way to work. That's really about it. I'm using a HT and just like a Brie antenna, and I'm getting a Nagoya one coming tomorrow, so pretty excited for that. It's a little 5-watt HT I'm using.
I hear you, Brandon. My water's doing the job. You're definitely full quieting into the repeater there. I have a little 5-watt that I use as a backup or when I'm in the house because I'm too lazy to keep pulling the mobile in and out. So I got a little Balfang HC. Works pretty good.
That's pretty cool. Do you plug in your HT in your mobile unit, or do you have like just a different one for your car?
No, it's a different one for the car. I got a Motorola mobile here in the car, but like I say, it's just too much of a pain in the butt to keep pulling it out all the time. So I just use the HT when I'm home, and I'm able to get into the repeater pretty good with that. So no sense in doing extra work if I don't have to. Eventually, when I have some extra money, I'll get a setup in the house.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I know one of my family friends, he got me into this, honestly, this past weekend, and he has a mobile unit, but he hooked his HT into his antenna on the top of his car, and I'm like, he gets pretty good, you know, signal and whatnot, and I was like, it'll be kind of cool, but I just started, so I'm not trying to spend, you know, too much money, but this little 5-watt HT is pretty good with this Abri antenna. I can't wait for that Nagoya one, though.
Yeah,
I'm picking you up pretty good up there in Saginaw. I'm all the way down in Auburn Hills.
I love the way all these systems are linked together. You coming into the phone repeater?
So I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater, 593.
Got you there. You're definitely doing a good job, that's for sure. You know, be proud of what you got there. And yeah, I agree with you, you know, when you're getting into it, you know, kind of start off small and, you know, don't dump a lot of money into it until you decide that you really want to be in it for the long haul.
Right, yeah, I agree. The only thing is, like, I live up in Oxford, and I'm right on the outer edge of the Mount Clemens repeater. Like, I'm inside the range, but, like, right on the edge. So it's hit or miss, you know. And I'm kind of, like, on the outskirts of all the repeaters. It kind of sucks, but it's all good. I can still get a pretty good read. 593.
Yeah. Wow, boy. Saginaw, Mayville, and Bay City, and depending on conditions, it's just hit and miss onto which one I can actually get into at any given moment.
Yeah, that's true. How powerful of a system do you have on your mobile unit? Is it like a 25-watt or a 50-watt? What do you have for your mobile unit? What's the wattage and everything on that 593?
I got a Motorola CDM1550, and I believe that the power is set to 25 watts right now.
not bad at all. Picking you up really good all the way up there.
Yeah, I believe I can kick this up to, I want to say 40, but, you know, with all the systems I have locally, there's really no sense in running extra power for no reason.
Yeah, you got a point there. That is true. You live up in Saginaw? All the way up there?
Yeah, I'm about 5 miles south of Saginaw proper in a little suburb called Spalding.
Pretty cool. Did you ever make your way down here, down to like Auburn Hills area at all?
Try not to. Yeah, I get on a point every once in a while. I don't make it down too far. I pretty much stay local unless I'm going long distance like out of state.
That's pretty cool.
You can go ahead for 593. WSET 760, this is WSET 593. How are you doing? You guys all have a good day today. Going into work. The WSET 593 signing off for now. You guys have a good one.
WRMTV 525 mobile.
Mobile 525, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile.
How's it going today, 810?
Stuff on my day off. Can't wait to go back to work and get a vacation. How you doing?
Oh yeah, I'm doing good. I'm kind of on the opposite. About to run and get a haircut here on my lunch break, and getting ready to take a vacation. This is my last day at work for about a week and a half, so looking forward to a little time away.
No, very good, very good. Yeah, I got a full house, so when I go to work, it is a vacation for me. There's less work at work than there is at home.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know how that goes. Always usualist to do at home. I'm going to be kind of crunch time here, finishing up stuff for work, and then packing everything up. But I'm getting away from home for a week, so that'll be nice to kind of clear my head a little bit, hopefully.
I know what that's like. Well, you know, wherever your destination is for your time away, I hope that the weather holds for you, that you enjoy it, that you have a good time, be safe on it.
Yeah, I'll see. Hopefully, I think we're supposed to have good weather. I'm going out to Maine over there on the East Coast, so got a little drive ahead, but yeah, it should be good.
Maine is a beautiful state. I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up just outside of New York City, so, you know, we've been up there in Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, that whole northeast section there, really beautiful. Or at least it was 25 years ago. I don't know about now.
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, it's a lot, in a lot of ways, it's similar to northern Michigan. Obviously different, it's on the ocean instead of freshwater, but my sister-in-law lives out there, so trying to get out every other year, and I lived in New York for a little while too, a couple years. I like it out there on the East Coast.
My kids have never experienced the ocean, so I'm thinking maybe next summer we'll take a trip somewhere so they can actually experience the ocean. Whereabouts in New York were you, if I can ask?
Yeah, I was in Brooklyn. Stayed in Brooklyn for a couple of years in Bushwick, and worked was working at waiting tables at a comedy club in Manhattan.
That's funny. I lived in Brooklyn for a couple of years myself. I was out in Sheepshead Bay there when I was working for the city as an EMT. I was getting killed on the double taxes, so moved into the city, kind of saved a little bit on the taxes. My fiance at the time lived in Brooklyn, so it was kind of a good situation all the way around, and then, you know, life goes on.
Yeah, it's a fun place to live, at least for a little while. I know I was kind of, you know, deep in the hood, and but the city just keeps creeping out there, gentrification, the rent's going up and up and up, and yeah, it's fun though. I enjoyed it. Back to Michigan.
Google Maps and started looking at all the places that I used to go to or where friends lived or where I lived, and nothing looks even remotely close to what it used to be.
Yeah, definitely crazy how fast things change. Even some of the places around here, though, gotta like take pictures and wait a couple of years and it looks completely different. So that's the way of the world now, I guess.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I noticed that we moved up here from Indiana, Northwest Indiana, about a year and a half ago, but you know, we still got friends down there and stuff, so we go visit, and even that city that we were in, you know, they're ramping up a new downtown train station, hotel, office space, whatever they're doing. And even that town, even just in the year and a half that we've been gone, it just changed dramatically.
Yes, I'm not sure. Were you in the radio hobby when you were out that way? I haven't. I've just kind of been in this maybe a year and a half or so, so I haven't been playing with the radio when I've been out there. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting into some new territory, see what kind of action they got out there. I know I did hear something about a big repeater system in New York got shut down or something. The winking, they had a problem with that for some reason. So we'll see, play around with some radio while I'm out there.
Yeah, I wasn't much into the TMRS and stuff back then. I had been into like CB and scanners and ham radio monitoring pretty much all my life. And we just got our TMRS ticket about two and a half months ago. So, you know, there's really not a lot of CB action anymore. And I've always wanted to get into it, so we went ahead and, you know, spent the chump change and got the ticket. And I'm very much enjoying it. I like this link system here. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely a good system we have here in Michigan, and I enjoy playing around with the radio. Yeah, I got the GMRS about a year and a half ago, and I got the ham ticket about the same time, too. So, yeah, it's been fun. A lot of toys to, you know, buy and play around with, and, yeah, good stuff.
I'll be honest, I just haven't had the time or the patience to sit down and try to study to get my ham ticket. As much as I desire to, but just life just consumes me to the point of where, you know, I just can't take on anymore at this point in my life. I figure GMRS is kind of like, you know, the nice little happy medium, so to speak. I obviously we don't have as many privileges and stuff, but just be able to get on and have a wider range of communication and, you know, talk to some people that at least have a little bit of a brain in their heads, you know, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, sounds good, nothing wrong with that. You'll, you know, once you get the time, you're not going anywhere, so you'll be able to do it when you can, and, honestly, a lot of times there's a lot more activity on GMRS. Some of the ham repeaters are pretty pretty quiet, so and you can always listen too, so that's good. Well, hey, I'm pulling up to my destination here, so I'm going to leave it there. But again, it's WRVV525. My name is Nick, by the way, and I'm over here in Detroit, and I will catch you next time.
All right, 525 Nick, pleasure to meet you. Whiskey Central, Zebra 810 is my call. My first personal is Paige, Papa Alpha India, Golf Echo, and I'm up here in Saginaw. You have yourself a wonderful day, and if I don't talk to you before, enjoy your vacation.
RPD 448 radio check.
And 448 Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, you're sounding pretty good.
Copy that, you're coming in loud and clear as well, over. Copy that. I'm located in Groveland Township, and I'm hitting the Flint repeater off of a Bofang GMRS radio. Over.
Doing a good job there. It's a little bit scratchy, but I think it might be on my end from where I'm at in relation to the repeater right now, but your audio is definitely making it all the way through.
Roger that. Thank you very much for the radio show. This is 48 over. Happy to make your appointment.
Roger, 218, stand by in the mobile. Station 218, go ahead.
Roger that, Jack. You got a copy.
Driving on 625, right?
Yeah, I'm on 625. I'm in my Jeep out here in Mobile. I was in Milan, Michigan, over.
I see what you're saying. Is he on the Clio, Michigan, correct?
Milan.
Yeah. Because the repeater is just acting up a little bit. That 625 repeater. Roger. You're not sounding that good out that way. Roger.
That's the limit. Oh, I'm
moving. Over. Rando, you're not sounding good out that way. That's all I heard. Over. Roger. All right, Rando, you take care and you have a good day. WIUG, waiting, clear.
Yeah, 780, you're getting in there, a little bit of static, but got a copy on you, WRVV525 in Detroit.
Thank you
Engineer 525, appreciate it. On the dust top of this Wolfshine handheld head for a while. I'm in a very high RF environment, so no wonder I'm a little staticky or whatever, but I appreciate the contact. Have a good day, and maybe we'll talk to you again soon. This is Matt Flatrock, WSAH 780, standing by.
Okay, yeah, it might be just the environment you're in. Yeah, it's like a, it's kind of like a, I don't know, like a humming kind of staticky sound, but still got a good signal. I can make out everything you're saying. So, yeah, we'll be around. I'm in the mobile here for another 5 or 10 minutes. So, WRVV525, I'll be standing by.
WSDU-688. You gotta move around a little bit because I can't understand what you're saying. I only heard 688, and I don't know if you're on the handheld or not, Roger.
Hey, this is Jack. Sorry. Hopefully, this is better.
You on a handheld with a shorter antenna?
No, I'm on a handheld with a Nagoya 771G, and I'm trying to hold it up straight in the air.
Now we're sounding good. Clear. Roger. WIET48.
Oh, perfect, perfect. I'm glad this is coming through. I wanted to make sure that my friend's radio is going to be working correctly, and it sounds like it is.
Yeah. Where is your location right now? I'm over here at Rochester Hills.
I am in Clio, Michigan, near Flint.
Now you're sounding good. Now you know what to do. Roger.
Yep, yeah, definitely. I definitely know what to do now. Sure. Yeah, so how was your day then?
Not bad. I just woke up about a couple of hours ago and, you know, try and drink her first coffee and have a little breakfast. Roger.
Well, that always sounds good. Yeah, definitely.
I see what you're saying. Hey, but you're sounding good from Ohio, Michigan. Roger.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Is your first time on the radio?
No. This is Sean from Michigan.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Doing quite well. Doing quite well.
What about later on? What are you going to do later on? I know I got to go outside and clean up a little bit. How about you?
Later on, I'll be going to a meeting in Flint, actually. So probably going to eat some lunch, then I'll be going there.
Don, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. And anytime, you get out there. Go to my call sign, too. When you want to talk to somebody, it says, first you put my cosine, then put your cosine. And that's how it goes here, with that MIA system. All right, John, you take care. I'll talk to you some other time. WIUG 48.
All right. You take care as well. WSDE 688, clear.
Any station out there?
WRFB 258. Name is Matt. Holly, right?
Station 258. You were sounding good, but you got a little bit cut off. I don't know why, because maybe you're moving around or something. This is WIUG 48. Copy.
Copy that. Yeah, I always have a little trouble hitting the repeater from Howell. RFI.
Oh, yeah, I heard my house, but you were cutting off again.
I'll move a little bit. Am I coming in better now?
That's excellent audio. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm sitting in my car on my lunch. I just moved over a couple of spaces to see if that clears that.
Sounding good here in Rochester Hills. Over.
Roger the Rochester Hills. I'm hitting the Flint repeater out of Holly right now, which is probably, 50 miles away.
I see, yeah, well, that Flint repeater is a good repeater. Roger.
Roger that. And I appreciate the reply there. I do have to go back in, so you enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy playing with your radio. WRFB 258, clear.
Anytime. I don't mind talking to people. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
WRUG 488.
WRF. This is Brian. Is that you out there, Brian? 966.
It's me. How you doing today, Jack?
I'm doing good, Brian. How you doing? I haven't heard you in a long time.
I'm doing good. Outside doing some yard work today, but last couple days I've come home from work and gone to sleep. Roger.
I know what you're saying, and that is always another work at home. Anyhow, same thing here. Roger.
Yeah, well, I took a week off. Now I got to get caught back up on these.
And he's getting a little bit cut off. I don't know why. Roger.
Because I walk next to my garage. Yeah, I, getting to the weeds along the fence line. One neighbor doesn't like to keep them clean, so I've got to do double duty on that side, and I took a week off. Roger.
You know that the neighbor don't like that. It always, my neighbor doesn't like that high grass and all that stuff.
Well, he's the one who used to tell me he didn't like the way I kept my grass, my yard, until he took it over. They used to have a lawn surface do it. Now that the mother passed away, he does it, and he doesn't do nearly as good a job. But he doesn't critique my job anymore either.
Now you got to start yours, your own time and your own day, Roger.
Yeah, well, we try and do it Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Monday or Friday, because that's when everything is taken care of. Wednesday, if we absolutely have to, because that's Thursday's our pickup day, so we try and get it in the trash. Roger.
Same thing here. Before that, it's Thursday, so I get everything on Wednesday taken care of. For Thursday. Roger.
Yeah, well, like I said, we try and do it up before the weekend, if we can't, right after the weekend. But, you know how things go when schedules get changed.
Yes, I do. Same thing here. Like yesterday, I was on the lawnmower, and all of a sudden, you should see how it poured so hard here, and the wind was blowing, and I was on the lawnmower. I ran from the lawnmower. I got soaked up yesterday, and that rain lasted half hour, but it was so bad, unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm looking at some darker clouds to the west of me right now, so... You know, we keep plugging away, and in between the rain showers, we pull these weeds, because it's easier when it rains, unfortunately. But, yep, good talking with you, Jack. I got to get back at it, hopefully before this 4 o'clock rain that we're supposed to get hits.
Good to hear from you, Brian. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
WRFS 966.
Station 983. WIUG 48, copy. Try one more time. Station 983. 983. WIUG 48, copy. Radio check, you're getting cut off. WIUG 48. Very good, Kurt, but are you going to chop off? He's like chopping. Roger?
Copy that. I'm on my motor right now in downtown Holly on the Fenton repeater.
Kurt, you got to stay away from the building a little bit. That way it'll be clear enough, and I don't know what kind of antenna you got out there. Roger?
It's the murder and ghost antenna with my Nern MX2115 right now. Over.
Still a little bit choppy, that's all it is. But you're on the repeater, you're sounding okay, as far as the audio. Roger?
You're coming in pretty good. Obviously, I sound as good as I do at home on my ghost antenna. But just a little check now, I'm in downtown Holly, over.
You might have to, you know, get an antenna. I don't know how. What is your radio? What is your radio? What's the name of that radio? You are a little bit choppy, that's all it is. You know, it might maybe hold your hand up straight up in the air and see what happens.
It's a real small antenna on my truck, over.
Might need to change that antenna to a small one. Because, you know, you'll be choppy all the time. It might be a little bit longer antenna, maybe 15-inch antenna. Roger?
Copy that. I've got one, but the wife's car, she didn't really want anything that stuck up too much like an antenna. Doesn't get used often enough to warrant going to a bigger antenna, I don't think. Over.
All right, Kurt. See you a little bit later. I gotta go get something to drink. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
Thank
where you are, leaving 690. Miss me.
WRYB-421 standing by, driving home and bored.
WSDJ510, radio check.
WRYB-421, copy you, loud and clear.
Copy, thank you.
You're welcome, have a good day. WRYB-421 standing by.
US Phoenix 795. Anybody out there?
You are US 245.
I got a real strong signal from you, but it was a little muffled. This is Mike 795. Are you on a repeater, this Grand Blanc, or is it the, are you on simplex?
Yeah, I'm on 5 and 2 off.
As far as you can go away from it, you can get one on the map before you can get this far.
Well, I'm northbound 75. I think I'm hitting the Grand Blanc 725. I think that's what it is. Your last part of your transmission was a little bit better. I did hear that you're from Marine City. WSCH 795. This is Mike. As long as I can.
Copy that. But there's another repeater out there. You're up in that area. Grand Blanc Tower. That's in Mayville. Network is on.
I'm hitting a tower here, but I don't know which one it is. I just passed Grand Blanc. I was talking to you guys, I think it was yesterday and day before from Maryville, and I was picking you guys up really good from all over, off and on all the way back home. I'm coming back up now. You guys got a good strong one up there, but I'm still hitting it. Over. Did I lose you?
5-5-0.
Well, I am just barely hearing you, but I'm really happy with this radio that I just installed. If I'm picking you guys up, it's not 100%. You're going in and out, so I'm probably picking you up from far away. This is Mike, WSCH 795.
Yeah, no, it's not you, it's me. I'm far and I'm on a low watt radio.
Like I say, I'm really happy with this one. I got this new Ocean 50 watt. I'm really happy with it. Just playing around. I got to wire it up. I don't have it mounted in the vehicle yet. My plan is to eventually have maybe two of these for a neighborhood repeater up near my cabin. But I'm really having fun with it. Over.
Want
to come again with what radios you went with, and where did you cabin up north while we're here? Well, I'm on the 725. It would be 30 if you have a Midland radio, channel 30. But it's the 725 repeater. I'm picking you up pretty good wherever you're at. If you're saying you're up in Maryville, that's a really surprises me, because I'm down in Flint right now, traveling north. Yeah, I'm starting to lose you. If you can hear me, I heard you ask what radio it was. It's the, it's that Ocean 50 watt. You know, they spell
It's the Chinese marketing department spelled it funny. It's W-O-U-X-U-N or something like that, but it's pronounced ocean. Really nice radio. And it has the ability, you can hook two of them up to have your own repeater, which I'm really excited about. Maybe I'll do someday. Over. I think I'm still tripping a repeater, but I'm not hearing you. I'll try checking you out. Try calling out a little bit later on. WSCH 795 out.
WSAF 41 monitoring out of Swords Creek.
413, go ahead. This is Mike 795. You're coming in loud and clear. Where'd you say you're from?
I'm Flint, and I'm on Flint repeater, the 725 repeater you're talking about.
I'm hitting that. Where is that at? Is that I don't have my phone on with my GMRS. What repeater am I hitting right now? Over.
You're hitting on the Flint repeater, which is 462.725.
You're coming in really strong. I don't know what you're using, but it sounds really nice. I don't know what else to say. I'm just playing around with this thing. I'm trying to work the controls while I'm driving, so I don't have to look at it. You know, you got to get a feel for it, like the remote control on your TV. Over.
That's a nice radio you got. I have that in my truck, and I'm using a Retivus RE25 in my home right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got this just the other day, and I'm extremely happy with it. I mean, I'm not selling them or nothing. I just, I did my homework, and I decided to spend a little bit of money instead of spending one of the cheaper ones, and I'm glad that I did. I've got the new Motorola, you know, the NMO mount on a lid mount with a 3 decibel gain. I don't remember what brand it was, but with just a 3 dB antenna in my truck, I'm getting out to you guys. I'm having fun. Over.
Yeah, I have Ocean TC-1000, and I have a Midland MXTA-26 with a 6 decibel gain on it, and that one works great. And I use that in the truck, and I use a small one at home because I'm using a bigger antenna.
Well, that's my next step. I'm actually traveling up to my cabin right now, which is in Clare County. My problem is I'm on a river, I'm down in a ditch. So I'm going to have to get a big pole just to get up to ground level. But that's my goal someday. My main thing was just to get a little neighborhood thing going with this. But I'm having a lot of fun with it. Over. Starting to fade out now. I'll try bumping it all up in a little bit. WSCH 795 out.
WSAF 413, I'm out.
Station 488, you got a copy?
Mr. Jack, 488, is that you?
WRZX 218,
I'm calling him. Over.
Sorry about that, 218, I think you said. Jack 488 is the guy that I wanted to talk to. He must not be on today. I was going to brag a little bit. He's always outdoing us all with that little HP that he's got. I might be getting out a little bit of a range, but if I hear him, I'll try to jump in at least to say, hey, WSCH 795 out.
Copy that, 795. Copy RZX 218, we're over and out.
Sounding a little staticky, this is WSCI 783 out of Fenton.
Copy, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
It was the radio being broken or something. Didn't program it correctly, but it's nice to know that at least I'm taking it to the repeater.
WRWB 49.
WSCT 814, standing by and monitoring. WSCT 814, monitoring and standing by.
Go ahead there, 814. This is WRWB 49.
Good afternoon to you, 489. Nice to meet you. I'm just testing my mobile rig, and I hope I'm sounding decent.
Well, you're getting in. That's not the greatest, but you're getting in. I'm probably bacon frying right now, and I'm moving mobile, just running an HD.
Correct. You do sound like you got a pan full of bacon cooking there. Thank you for the feedback. Just checking to make sure I'm coming in. At least I'm hitting the repeater. So WSDT 814. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, this is WRWD 49. We'll be standing by.
This is WRYL 74 monitoring. I'm assuming I'm still out of range. I'm heading into Flint 69. I will clear. This is WRYL 714. This is WRYL 714.
a lot closer now. Not sure if I sound any better. I'm still pretty choppy, so I'll sign off again. This is WRYL 714, clear. Copy that. This is WRYL 714. Monitoring. Clear.
Boy, that sounded like there's an echo in there.
Yeah, was the echo coming from 795?
That was coming out of you.
Yeah, 795 again. How's that? I turned the mic volume down a little bit. Any better? WSCH 795. Anybody there to give me a little bit of input on this? Apparently there's some echo. Trying to eliminate it. If somebody can hear me, let me know how I'm doing.
This is WSAF 413. It sounds like you got the echo gone.
Yeah, I appreciate that 413. I turned the volume down on this mic. I'm playing with this brand new radio. I'm having a lot of fun with it, but
you know, it takes a little bit. There's a little bit of a learning curve on this one.
What did you end up buying?
This is that, first off, just a good update, anybody else listening, it's clear, it looks like it was one car, that was on, had a fire, but it clears up by, 149, so we're clear. This is a, I just installed this, is that Ocean, that 50 watt, and I've got a, just a 3 decibel, gain on the Motorola mount, lift mount on the antenna. I've been talking to everybody, so it seems like I've been getting out with this one. I'm really happy with this radio. That KG1000 Plus, the new one. Out, over.
Sounds pretty good. I'm just driving with a few of the battery on.
You're coming in pretty good wherever you're at. I'm moving good clip now. I'm at exit 150. Sounding pretty good. Over.
Oh yeah, you sound like you're right next to me. I'm southbound on exit 101. There's a little distance between them.
Well, we're both hitting one of these repeaters, the 575, whichever that one is. I don't have my cell phone on to see which one it is, but you're coming real good on that HD. Sounds like you got a good antenna on it, too. WSC 795, I'll be out. It was nice to talk to you. Mike 795 is out.
WRZS 218, end in 9.
I think it was 218. This is Mike 795. How are you today?
Not too bad. How's this KG1000 Plus sound back at you? Over. Out of Detroit.
Loud and clear, my friend. We're talking on the same radios. We need to hook them up. Now I want to get another one so I can run a repeater in my neighborhood up the cabin. I love this thing. I'm having fun with it. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, I like the volume in the microphone the best. And the fact you can turn down or up volume separately on each station. So, yeah, I'm happy with it too. They're a little pricey, but they're worth it. Over.
Well, I did my homework, and I didn't want the Midland. The Midland's too easy. I like to learn. This has a little bit different, you know, higher learning curve on it, or however you would say it. But I love it. Over. I'm coming up to the Milwaukee Bridge, by the way. So, and we're still talking to each other even on a repeater. That's an amazing thing. Over.
Roger that. Oh, you should be getting out real good up top of Milwaukee Bridge there. I got this. This is my base station. I'm sitting at home with
omnidirectional about 30 feet up. I got a Yagi beam too. I got that pointed directly at my repeater downtown Detroit. Over.
Well, just to let you know as we speak, I am now at the top of the Zilwaukee Bridge. So we're talking to each other. That's an incredible thing. My main thing was I want to set two of these up someday in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, I'm down in a ditch down in my cabin's on a river, so I'm going to have to get a big pole to put the antenna up. But I'll probably maybe someday, if I have the money, put two, because I got a Grayling repeater that I really am dying to hit. And I don't think I'll be able to hit it unless I have a Yagi. So I'll play around. I guess it's nice to be retired and have a little bit of extra money. Over.
Copy that. Hey, you're starting to get a little bit of picket fencing and bacon frying going on. You must be coming down the Zilwaukee Bridge, the north side of it. But I can still read you, over.
Yeah, you called it like you were watching me on a GPS. I just came over the top, and now I'm on the north side of it. You can still hear me. WCSH-795. I'll be out. It was good talking to you, and I'll be continuing to monitor.
Right there, 795. Have a good, safe venture out there on northbound 75, and we'll talk at you some other time. WIGX-218. We're monitoring.
Station 218, WIGX-418. Copy.
Loud and clear, Jack. What's going on? Over.
Window is sounding a lot better from this morning, that's for sure. Roger.
Yeah, my copy was a little choppy. I was all the way out in Milan, south of here. South US 23, Milan. So, and I was traveling too, so that was all it was. I was moving, over.
I know what you're saying, Milan, Michigan. Are you by that, you were by that Carpenter Road?
Say again?
The road there before Milan, they call it Carpenter.
Oh, Roger, yeah, Carpenter. Yes, I was. I was on Carpenter, and then I went on to Stony Creek, which comes all the way back into Ypsilanti from the south, over.
I was out there once, and I was on 625, but then I switched to 675 and didn't get nowhere. Over.
Copy. Yeah, I was on 625. That's the only one I can talk on when I'm in the mobile. But, yeah, it's got spots here and there where it comes in good. And if I'd have stopped somewhere, you could have heard me real good, but I was traveling, so it was in and out, over.
But I was doing 90 miles an hour down that way, and I heard a few people, they were out there on that 625.
Yeah, I was talking to 820 quite a while ago. I think it was back in the early spring. And I was in the same area there. So, yeah, it gets out. Really, it's not that far if you look the way a crow flies from Detroit, southwest that way over.
I was heading back from Cabela down that way, and I got to Carpenter Road, and really it was sounding good to 625, but it was about like 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, that's what I've gone to Cabela's out there too, at 23 and M50. Dundee there, but I can get signal. I got signal all the way in Tecumseh that one day there, but I was moving again. If I would have stopped somewhere, I probably could have talked to you or somebody from all the way in Tecumseh. Over.
I know exactly where Tecumseh is. Now, can you do me a favor? Can you go back on that 600, and I want to see if we get it out today on that 600 or not?
Copy that. Okay, I'm going to switch over. It's WRZX218, we're clearing this frequency.
IUG-18, we're clearing the frequency.
WSTH-380, standing by. WRPB-448, standing by. Go ahead.
Just getting a cheap radio check. Thanks for the reply.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty good, pretty clear. Could use maybe a little bit more volume, but otherwise than that, very good. Over. Do I copy?
Well, I'm guilty of speaking softly sometimes, so maybe that's the problem.
What are you transmitting from? Over.
I'm on a handheld in Hazel Park. I think I'm hitting the downtown repeater 625 in Detroit.
Wow, if that's the case, then you're coming in very well. Over.
Well, thank you, sir. I have a copy on you that's great, like you're sitting right by me.
I'm located near Mount Holly, actually right at the Holly State Park. I live in a two-story there, and that would be Groveland Township, and I'm transmitting out of the Flint repeater. Over.
Copy the Flint repeater. Well, thank you for the repeater. I'm going to be on the side.
Nice to make the contact. WRPB 448 clear.
Station 218 WIG 488 copy.
Hello, Jack. This is Kurt. I told you I'd probably talk to you later. How is your day going? Over.
It's going good. I was outside back and forth working a little bit, and I just came inside to see who's out there. Roger.
WRA 7478 is on here.
Howard. A little on the side, but a good day to get work done. I just woke up from a nap and, like yourself, decided to see who was out there. Over. Hey, I guess there's another station out there. Go ahead to another station out there.
This is WRHW478, Howard out in Plymouth. Didn't mean to step all over you guys.
You okay? Just break in, that's all. Yeah, no worries. Welcome to GMRS, WRPB 448. Station 448 will be standing by and monitoring intermittently. Over. WRPB 448, clear.
WIUG, 48, clear.
Boy, really got quiet fast. WRFX 966.
Oh yeah, Brian. I don't know what happened, but it did. I don't mind talking to people. You know that. WIUG 48.
Radian.
Go ahead, break.
WRK 359. No, I was watching the repeaters on the web, and something must have went down because it was the old repeaters. All of them went down, went off, and they finally came back on. And you guys, I heard you guys.
ZX 218.
I didn't hear you on 600, Jack. Nothing.
I know. You know, the leaves, that's what it did. Yesterday it was raining and leaves came down. And I think I'm hitting those leaves out that way. I don't know where. It could be far away. So that's what it is. WIUG 48.
Copy that. Yeah, I know. I didn't even see a signal really, so there's no propagation at all today either, so that would help you big time. All right, WRZX 218, and we are monitoring.
Jack, did you hear my broadcast?
Robert, I heard your broadcast. I don't know if somebody was throwing a carrier. That's not right, though.
No, when you guys were talking earlier, I got on the computer, I got all the repeaters. on there, and whoever keys up, he shows me what computer, what repeater on, and those screens were totally dead, and so did you guys too. And as soon as it came back on, I heard you guys talking.
So that mean the computer, that mean the repeater's problems, right?
Something like that, because on my screen I got Detroit, Macomb, Flint, Saginaw, BCD, Chaboyle, Suborgan, I think that's how you pronounce it. Morgan and Mayfield. That total screen went blank.
And all I tell you, Robert, I really don't know what to say. Anyhow, is the sunshine by you out there, Robert?
Yeah, air, sunshine, and there's white clouds, but there's more sunshine than the white clouds, and I got the whole house open up, so kind of air it out that far.
Yeah, really, today you don't need no air, that's for sure. Now open those windows, there'll be enough air coming inside. It's still windy a little bit. WING 48.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna let you go. My wife got back from the dinner. We got fish. So, WRFK 359. We'll be monitoring. But I won't answer nobody. So, keep me standing by. Nicholas.
Hey Robert, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
So did you finish cutting your grass, Jack, after you got soaked yesterday?
Oh, I kind of got tired. I kind of got tired yesterday. I know, I really didn't go out this morning at all. You know, I just went outside walking around a little bit and see how much I gotta do. And every time I look, a lot of things to do. Roger?
Yeah, well, I was gonna pull the weeds behind the garage yesterday, but because of that, I didn't. I did it today. I'm done with it. Tomorrow I go on to a new spot. Oh well, they keep growing.
WIG 593, how you guys doing? Good right here. Good talking to WIG. This is 593.
Hey, when the network goes down like that,
I just wanted to make sure I heard you guys right, 593.
All right, I'm the one that's got to clean it. Doggone it. Anyways, y'all have a good afternoon. I'm going to be standing by and monitoring WRFX 966.
Okay, yeah, no problem. It sounds like they're actually working on it now, so hopefully they'll get something done there pretty soon.
All right, 966 WRCY 565 clear 593. I will also be monitoring.
Well, 966, you still out there?
Yes, sir, Jack. I've just been standing by out here.
again, let's go back to what we talked about. When he finished from there, then he got another job to go 2.5 hours to another house and do the same thing, right?
Well, I was just talking with the wife about going up, doing a couple chores on Friday, and then coming back Saturday from the other house, yes. There's always something to do someplace.
Just never fail. All right, but take care, buddy. WIAG 48.
WRFX 966.
Hey, 966. I think I was talking to you and this other gentleman last night. This is WSDP 593. South Knoxville at my house.
Wasn't me last night. I wasn't on the radio. But always willing to talk to anybody.
Gotcha, that's my good. Yeah, I just remember I was talking to a couple guys last night. But, good copy. Kind of system is everybody running on these radios. I'm using a little 5-watt HT with a Brie antenna. I'll be getting my Nagoya antenna tomorrow, 593.
I'm just running a Baofeng ZV9G HT radio with the stock antenna. My Nagoya's on the other radio.
Whereabouts are you located at?
Southwest Warren, about Diamond Ryan, into the Detroit repeater.
I got you. Yeah, I live up in Oxford, but I'm currently in Rochester. That's pretty cool. 593.
Yeah, I live a boring life. I live at 9.5 in Ryan. I work at 9 in Mound. Then unless I go out visiting, I'm in that little circle, so I don't get out much. But I got the radio to talk to people anyways.
Yep, there's no shame in that at all.
I know you're driving, you know what I mean? Here's what you do. Open the window a little bit and let the antenna out there. You sound better because you got a lot of...
WRT-8224.
WSCY 842 WRWS 538.
Tijuana 842. Hey guys.
Who was that? I didn't hear a call sign. WRQ 64.
WR.
Hey, you're just not making it good enough. WRQ 64.
SBM 993 monitoring.
WRPB 448. Go ahead, 993. Over.
How's it going? Seeing how the radio's sounding out there. Are we making it through loud and clear? You're sounding loud and clear yourself.
Yes, you are absolutely loud and clear. What repeater are you off of today?
In Saginaw, Michigan, I'm a Saginaw repeater.
Copy that, loud and clear. You're making the trip. I'm in Groveland Township, kind of across the street from Mount Holly, and transmitting off of the Flint repeater. Over.
Hear that loud and clear on this end. I'm just on an HP. I don't know what you're using, but I'm on an HP, so you're definitely sounding real good down here as well.
Very impressive for an HT. I'm transmitting from a base station. My antenna is about 26 feet up in the air. I'm in a valley transmitting on a 20-watt setting right now on a 40-watt radio. Over.
Name is Chad, by the way.
Little broken up there. Don't know if you're getting stepped on, but my name is Kurt. Pleasure to make you acquaintance.
Yeah, Kurt. My name is Chad, by the way. C-H-A-D, Chad.
Copy that. That's what I thought I heard the first time over.
Copy that, 10-4.
Well, I'm going to be standing by and kind of watching a movie at the same time. Pleasure to make your contact, WRPB 448 Monitoring.
Copy that, Kurt, I believe you said. Was it Kurt or Kirk? WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
That would be Kurt, K-U-R-T. Have a good afternoon. Over.
Do that, Kurt. You as well. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 listening.
WMRK3 radio set.
WMRK-3AQ, radio check, copy. USDM 993 for radio check out there, coming in kind of staticky, but are readable. Definitely wasn't readable that time there, radio check. USDM 993. 993-382, do you copy? Copy, very staticky though, I do copy though.
I'm over here in Fountain Hills, 8 Mountain Hill though.
Yeah, it's quite static. Yeah, it was a little hard to read you though a little bit. CM
Station 983, WIUG, 48, copy. That's right, one more time. Station 983, WIUG, 48, copy. WIUG, 48, clear. Station 213, WIUG, 48, copy. Station 359, Robert, are you out there? WIUG, 48, copy.
What's up,
guys? Is this Robert?
No, this is not Robert.
Who's this? Come on back to that station. This is WIUG 48.
No one's home.
WIUG 48 on 625. Anybody out there, give us a radio check on 625.
Good.
Yeah,
WRZQ 544. No need to panic, Jack. We have you, Lima Charlie.
Hi, yes, Bob. How you doing? I haven't heard anybody on the radio, you know, and trying to see with the people I know out there, you know, and they have not answered. So I thought the 625 repeater is not working, something like that. Roger.
All systems go there, Jack. Enjoy your evening. Be safe. WRZP 544. Clear and monitoring on your side.
Well, good to hear you, Bob, and good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 488.
WRTX 930.
Go ahead, 930.
Well, hey, Jack, how are you doing tonight? Very pleasant day here. No humidity, low 70s. Beautiful day.
Well, it is a beautiful day. I'm sitting outside on that 10-watt radio, walkie-talkie, and, you know, I just finished, you know, clean up a little bit around outside. Roger.
Yeah, I'm outside too. Super nice. Sun's going down beyond the trees. No heat or humidity. Just very pleasant. Very pleasant evening.
Oh yeah, sun's going down a little bit here too, but very nice. And you know, I'm sure you're smoking a cigar out there. Are you?
No, not tonight, but maybe tomorrow. We'll see. Not tonight, though.
How's your wife? How's she doing?
She's doing good. She, did her 4 days of work this week, and this week was 410, so tomorrow she goes to the doctor, and they're going to take the cast off, so we'll see what it's like then. Tomorrow's a big day for her. We're going to pull that cast off finally, and she might get another cast, or she might get just a kind of a rigid boot, so we'll see what the doc says.
Hope she feels a lot better, man, because, you know, leg is really is hard. You walk on one leg anyhow. But I hope she feels better and no more does cast either. She can walk straight up right on the ground. Roger.
Yeah, it's been no fun for her when on one leg with the crutches and the little knee scooter thing, so... And not that I'm complaining, but me either. It's, you know, you get a caterer. There's a lot of caterers. I have a newfound appreciation for care workers.
All I don't know either, Ken. I really don't know either. I'm just too busy here with this house. Cut this down, and that tree was growing so high, I had to cut it down. It was going right on the gutter and on the house. I had to cut that down and trim it a little bit, and that's all big job.
Yeah, how's your garden? How's your cucumbers and peppers?
Well, the cucumbers, I got too many of them. The first day I got 10, today I got 20 of them, and there's another, three or 400 of them. They have not grown yet, but the flowers are out. And pepper, I can't even see them because they're all buried by the cucumber.
I need to come down there and get some cucumbers in. I like cucumbers. I eat them on my salads every day.
Tony, that's what I eat with a salad, the cucumbers. Chop the cucumbers, get some tomatoes, and get some, good Italian, Italian oil. They're really good Italian oil and vinegar. There's a Spanish vinegar out there, and the small bottle was only $2, but that's so good. And put some of trim some of that broccoli, with it, and the broccoli, and eat.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. That's pretty close to what I do.
I just came here and sat down a little bit, relaxed a little bit. I was tired because I had to get up on the ladder. I go down on the ladder, move the ladder around, get up again, on top of the ladder, and come down, and that's all it was today.
Ladders are no fun. There's actually been a concerted effort in a couple of customers that I work with. They're getting rid of ladders altogether. They got little man lifts for every little job now. So you want to change a light bulb in a room, you got to bring this little man lift in that lifts them up just, 6 feet so they can change light bulbs or do whatever. Check the sprinkler thing on the ceiling in the business room. Ladders are becoming a thing of the past. They're too dangerous for a business to use anymore, I guess.
How these things get in the house? They're that big. I don't know how they get in the house, but anyhow, you're right. That ladder, if you got in the ceiling, in the middle of the ceiling, light bulb, you gotta change. You know what I mean? There's no way you can put the ladder up there and change it. You gotta have one of those.
Yeah, I'm talking in a business environment where they consider them just a liability because people get. I guess that's one of the biggest injuries is people on ladders doing stuff. So they got these they pretty much got a little hydraulic fan lift for almost any task now. 6 feet, 8 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 80 feet, whatever it is, they got a little lift for it. They're not using ladders anymore.
Yeah, that would be nice to put up an antenna out there. GMRS or ham radio antenna.
Yeah, well, you need the four-wheel drive articulating lift for that job. The little ones they use inside, they don't work outside. They need a flat concrete surface to operate on. But they have some that are four-wheel drive and whatnot, but... Yeah, they kind of eliminate the ladder, which I found interesting. Because not being at my customers all that regularly anymore, I only go every couple times a year. Last week, this guy came around, they used to use the ladder all the time to check the smoke thing in the ceiling. They have a tester for it, and he used to use the ladder for that. Now he's got a little man lift that goes up and down, moves over, goes up and down. No more ladders.
That is absolutely right. No more ladders. You're right. Yeah. It's too dangerous anyhow. I was, about 15 years ago, I was, outside, it was, not frozen. And I don't know, the guy called me and said, you need a service. I said, what kind of service? My dish is not working. So I said, okay, I'll come down. I got in the ladder. That ladder slid under me, and I jumped from the ladder so fast.
Well, at least you were spry enough to jump. That's pretty good.
I can't even believe that. I jumped in with the ladder. And both of us, we came down right on the ground. And that was a cement ground, too.
Yeah, I got a 34-foot extension ladder to service my chimney that I use for the wood burning on our house. I had to clean that every year. I loathe it. I hate it. I hate that ladder. I got a big giant stabilizer bar for the top that costs almost as much as the ladder itself. I still don't like using it. It's not really fun sitting on top of that 34-foot fly section when it's fully extended like that.
Well, Ken, good to hear you out there. And good talking to you. I gotta go get something to drink because I'm thirsty and I just came down from that ladder. And I gotta get all that tools inside the house before, right in the garage. So I will talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Alright, Jack, good talking. We'll catch up to you later. WIJ 930.
WRPB 448 standing by. WRPB 448, Josh, are you out there tonight? WSDS 979.
This is WSD. Go ahead.
Hello, I can hear you loud and clear.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool. I'm currently using the Segoya antenna, but I can switch to the rubber duck if you want me to.
No, you're quite fine.
What do you think? Like, we're talking to each other literally across town.
Yeah, man, this is really awesome, you know, just, you know, getting the radio and everything. Yeah, this is my first transmission, so yeah, it's really awesome to be on here, and especially the GMRS community, it's, especially on this repeater, it's really awesome, so yeah.
You want me to hang up the phone? I can just talk from here.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'll let you do that. Oh, wait, okay, it just happened, sorry.
Yep, I hung up the phone, so, yeah.
So what did you do after you got off of your ride? Did you just, you ate dinner or something like that?
Oh, yes, I did. I ate Ritz, chicken Ritz cracker casserole with green beans, and, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, you said chicken Ritz or rice?
Chicken Ritz, and I'm not sure if you can hear me across. I'm actually sitting in my office chair and having the regular conventional stock antenna pointed up, so, yeah.
So your office chair's right then to go, or how does that work?
Well, right now I'm in my bedroom here, and I'm just pacing around, actually, so, yeah.
Wow, you're right. Okay, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting and been fun.
Sorry, what do you plan for tonight then?
Oh, but just gonna chill out and everything, so, yeah, I'm just gonna chill out and hang around down with my family, so, yeah.
Well, that's cool, yeah, it might even work down there, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just don't want to risk everything with the TV on or whatever, just in case if, you know, the TV seeps through the your radio. I don't want to have to, you know, have music bleed through the radio. So yeah.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good point.
Yep, but for anyone who's out there, anyone but Sean, WSDE 688, I do have a Ocean G's 805G radio.
I think Jack might be out there. What's his call sign again?
I believe it's WIUG 488.
Yeah, you should talk to him. He's a pretty good guy.
I don't know. Maybe I'll probably catch him probably about, let's see, mid-morning, midday tomorrow. Yeah. Maybe I'll catch somebody tomorrow.
So I've got a question about the podcast. So podcast, crap. Can you tell me about that? I couldn't write any days down. Like, I had no notes. Like, I had no way to write notes.
Yeah, so the podcast is going to be only, it's going to be focused on promotion of the picnic, and it's going to fall on Monday, July 22nd, around 2 p.m. at the Genesee District Library.
So we'll talk about the picnic then? Is that right? Then, I mean, yeah, okay, so we talk about the picnic. You said it was the 22nd, is that right? And then after that, I mean, 26th, obviously, is the TV thing.
Yeah, well, Monday the 22nd is the thing with the library, and Tuesday I got an interview with the 103.9 Fox, and followed by the MTA meeting, so I'll call Yuri tomorrow and schedule that if possible, so yeah.
You had a meeting with SDA? Yeah, the Crimson Bridge. Oops.
I remember that big board meeting with the MTA, the staff at MTA. Sheila wanted us to participate, encouraged us to participate. So.
Yeah, I remember that now. The other thing I was going to ask you was, I don't know, I'm getting old.
Sure enough, you're getting old. So what's your location right now?
In my office, sure. And it's toward the window. You can see clear by the bed, but, you know, where my bed is, and then the window. Just sitting in my office chair, just chilling. What about you, same place?
I'm just upstairs, sitting on my bed here, just facing the window and have that stock antenna pointing up right out the window, so yeah.
That's a really good antenna. Yeah, I told you, these ocean antennas are really good.
Oh yeah, they're really good. Yeah, I cannot wait until I get the Nagoya and antenna, possibly even tomorrow. I'm hoping it's going to come, but yeah, it's really amazing that you and I can talk to each other over radio. It's just something else. Awesome.
I don't think the mouthpiece is ever going to wear off, to be honest with you. I can remember talking or hearing someone on Channel 22 on those FRS radios and just saying, you know, hearing a couple talking from point to point and just like
being amazed by that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it really amazes me, you know, even still, you know, it's, what you, what else can I say? I'm speechless. It's really awesome.
Yeah, that's lazy. You know, calling on the phone for a specific question.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna, go hang out, go hang around downstairs, go hang out with my family, so, nice talking to you, WSDS 979, clear.
Yeah, nice talking to you too. What time shall I call you back tomorrow on here?
I don't care. Just shoot me a text and I'll turn on the radio.
Alright, sounds good. Have a good night. And, WSDE 8.
Thank you. WSDF 979 clear. WRPB 448, looking for WSCT 760. Josh, are you there? Station 448 to station 760, do you copy?
In Oregon, WSPR 43. WRDB 546 from WSBR 423.
Yes, PM993 for radio check.
Go ahead, radio check. The RFK 35 pack line check.
Sounded like we had an open mic there playing some music.
Well, you sound really good. Really, right through the carrier. You understand the series. So we are okay. Things might not be outside.
Yeah, the WSBM 993, I must be making it over the written music then, I guess.
Yeah, you're making it over. I take it that he wants me to be a jockey in his future home.
I guess so. All right, man, thank you so much. Appreciate it. WSBM 993, clear. Monitoring.
Station 847. Station 847. This is WIUG 88. Copy. We're gonna try one more time. Station 847. This is WIUG 88. Copy.
WIUG 488, WIUG 488, WSBM 993. WIUG 488, WSBM 993.
Thank you.
WSDS 7979.
SBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Yeah, somebody's playing music out there. They want everybody to hear it, but I don't think that's the way to do it. WRNW 329, I'm clear.
WSES 979.
WSBM 993, sounding loud and clear on this end.
How are you doing?
Pretty well, yourself? How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm using a Ocean G805G radio, and I've been on this radio since about an hour ago. But this is my first transmission. I'm starting into the GMRS community, and
Roger that. Well, welcome aboard to the GMRS community. Glad to have you. And like I said, you're sounding loud and clear on this end.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I'll let you go. WSDS 979 clear.
SBM 993 clear and monitoring. You have a good one.
WRDB 546 from WSBR 423.
Station 847. Station 847. WIUG 38. Copy. How about Station 816? Station 816. WIUG 38. Copy. WIUG 38. Clear.